Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, covering some really interesting stories today. Let's go ahead and just dive into the top three stories you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Florida Department of Education has released its district grades. Escambia Public Schools maintained a grade of B. 86% of the schools upheld or exceeded their performance last year. A total of 16 schools earned A grades. In Santa Rosa County, 15 schools earned an A, and 5 schools improved their grades by one letter grade.
And Escambia County and the City of Pensacola will hold a joint meeting on Thursday at 9 a.m. to discuss the future of the Pensacola Bay Center. County commissioners, city council members, and Mayor D.C. Reeves will discuss establishing an Escambia County Bay Center and Environs Advisory Committee, and there will be an open discussion on the Bay Center itself.
And here's your third story. We're watching Financial Times. Pretty tough, as residents in Santa Rosa County could potentially see less development coming to the county. An anticipated $12 million shortfall in revenue is leaving commissioners no choice but to rework department budgets and rely on the county's reserve funds of about $44.5 million. That's the available funds. The balance budget may require up to $11.8 million of those dollars. The board meets Thursday for another round of budget discussions.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, safety on Perdido Key Drive is under the microscope after a double fatality pedestrian accident over the weekend. Officials say an off-duty deputy leaving a job around 3 a.m. on Saturday hit and killed two 20-year-olds as they were crossing the street. Commissioner Steve Stroberger says the victims didn't activate the crosswalk lights and were crossing in the dark, but still, the crosswalks can be dangerous and are sometimes ignored by drivers. The victims were ID'd as Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham of the Birmingham area by friends.
As the recovery and cleanup continues after the disastrous floods in Texas, some local residents have wondered if those kinds of conditions could happen here. Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker.
Yeah, so I want to say it was maybe the 14 flooding was the first time that we ever used the flash flood emergency in our county. And that's when we were getting that 26 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. And we were, National Weather Service actually called me and said, hey, we have this new tool. We've never used it before in this area. What do you think? And I said, well, we're rescuing people from cars on Highway 90 and 98 right now. So, yes, put it out.
Okay, Santa Rosa County officials are urging folks to just keep up to date with the weather, and especially with severe weather and hurricanes. Speaking of the weather, it's 5:15. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Creighton Road and on the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway. Also have some backups if you are coming over Pensacola Bay Bridge heading into Gulf Breeze. Be on the lookout for that area as well. Had a texter letting us know about that. And always feel free to text in 850-437-1620. Let us know what you're seeing. As for the weather, 90 degrees right now, low of 77 this evening. The next several days are going to have highs sitting at around 92 degrees, and we are going to have some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days that are even going to bleed into your weekend.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, new tech may soon put an end to a longtime TSA requirement of removing those shoes when going through airport checkpoints. New radio wave technology can be used to confirm whether a passenger is hiding something in their clothes or shoes. NBC's Tom Costello.
It is far less intrusive. It is no risk at all to the passengers. As they roll that technology out, as they become more comfortable with it, the thinking is that that is likely to allow them to proceed with keeping shoes on. If you have pre-check, you can already keep your shoes on, of course.
Well, the new policy will roll out a soft launch at a few major airports. They're expected to include Baltimore Washington International, BWI, New York's LaGuardia, Los Angeles International, LAX, Philly, and Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Costello says before now, only passengers with pre-check knew for certain they could keep those shoes on.
The question is whether pre-check will become less and less relevant if the technology advances to the point that we can all keep our shoes on. Slow rollout. If you show up to the airport today, chances are you still have to take your shoes off unless you have pre-check.
And the city of Pompano Beach is honoring a local. The mayor rewarded Grammy-nominated rapper Kodak Black with a key to the city. Mayor Rex Hardin credits Kodak with, providing air conditioning systems to families in need, delivering turkeys to families in need during the holidays, and paying rent for hundreds of struggling families. Kodak has four top 10 singles to his name.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese created a franchise geared toward adults, Chuck's Arcade, which has only 10 locations around the country. Fox 13 down in Tampa Bay, Kaylee Tracy spoke with an employee, Owen Stewart, at the Tyrone Square Mall. By the way, this is in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Mom Denise beat the heat Monday by playing endless games of air hockey.
That was the first time that she was actually playing with it. I don't think the original one had that, so it's kind of nice that they had some more mature stuff for her.
In late June, they rebranded Fun Spot Arcade, which opened in January, into one of just 10 Chuck's Arcades in the country.
There's a lot of people that really missed having an arcade in this kind of space.
They have more than 40 games, old and new, like a virtual reality game. You load money onto a game card and tap to play instead of using tokens. And as far as tickets go for prizes, at this location,
you just come in and you play all the games that you want.
But you can try your luck winning a prize at the claw machine.
And Democratic lawmakers are being denied access to Alligator Alcatraz. The newly erected detention center houses thousands of illegal immigrants who were detained under the state's immigration enforcement program. Five state lawmakers tried to visit the facility last week but were turned away due to safety reasons. The state GOP joked with the group, saying, "Thanks for finally taking an interest in the illegal immigration crisis."
518 News Radio 92.3. A child is awaiting surgery after he was accidentally shot Monday. Our good friends down at WOFL, Fox 35 in Orlando's Esther Brower is in Brevard County, Florida this afternoon.
The sheriff's office says the child was airlifted to a hospital in Orlando. Deputies are on the way there right now to speak with family members about how this could have happened. There is a Buddhist temple right across the street. People leaving that temple were shocked to know a child was shot.
It's usually very quiet over here. I never see anything really happen that's too crazy. But this is like... Oh, my God. Yeah.
The sheriff's office says the shooting appears to be accidental, but they are still investigating. Charges could be filed depending on what circumstances led up to the shooting, if the firearm was not stored properly, or if there was alcohol or any kind of drugs involved.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a good Tuesday. 31-year-old man tried to hitch a ride. It got real complicated. He jumped on a UPS truck. He was stealing things. But CJ Papa has the story for you.
A witness says he saw the man sitting on the back of a UPS truck holding on to the metal door handle as the vehicle traveled along Palm Coast Parkway. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office says the suspect, identified as Michael DeVerse of Holly Hill, was scrambling away from a Lowe's home improvement store after trying to steal nearly $1,500 in merchandise. The UPS driver stopped the truck, telling the man to get off, which he did. He took off, but was later arrested on a shoplifting grand theft charge. Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley says he tried to get away in a UPS truck, but instead earned himself free same-day delivery to the Green Roof Inn. That's the sheriff's nickname for the county jail. CJ Papa, Fox News.
520, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Tuesday. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Baby,
gotta hit down. Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, the recently passed spending bill calls for additional investments in both defense and border security, including more resources for immigration and customs enforcement, or as better known as ICE. Kevin Yurinsky has more on the story.
Trump administration border czar Tom Homan spoke about the expected additions Monday.
It's a huge plus, 10,000 more officers.
Homan explained why the additional personnel will make a difference.
When people go to arrest somebody, they go in detention. Then they go into immigration hearing. Then if they get order removed, they get removed. That's all ICE's job.
He says ICE is finally getting the resources it needs.
There's over 600,000 illegal aliens in this nation with criminal histories walking the streets. We need to find them quickly.
Homan adds that the increase will especially help in sanctuary cities.
We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainers.
The bottom line, according to Homan,
more boots on the ground means we arrest more bad people and make this country safe.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All right, 5:24 afternoon sliding by here. Yes, we're watching that money for you. Stocks ending mixed in response to the Trump administration setting new tariffs on more than a dozen countries. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending mixed as investors assess the latest developments on the trade front. President Trump said there will be no extensions on the August 1st reciprocal tariff deadline. Copper prices surged to fresh highs after the president said the U.S. would put 50% tariffs on the metal. Among the 11 major S&P 500 sectors, tech and energy gained, while financials lagged after HSBC analysts downgraded the leading U.S. banks. Shares of NVIDIA rose 1% and notching a record close in edging toward a market cap of $4 trillion. The Dow winners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. We do have some backups ramping up on Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound. Passing the UWF main entrance right as you're about to merge with Scenic. We do have some backups there. Still have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And Navarre Parkway has not been kind to us. We've got some backups if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. There was an accident reported there. Last major spot, if you are coming over Pensacola Bay, heading into Gulf Breeze, we do have some backups there right as you're getting on to Gulf Breeze. As for the weather, 90 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Next several days, high sitting at around 92 with some rainfall chances.
Let me expand that forecast just a bit, take it on a nationwide level here. Stormwatch sweeping across the Northeast. This includes Philadelphia. Now, on top of all of this, it got bad weather moving in, and they've got a bad municipal worker strike. The garbage men are on strike.
Yeah.
Nice aroma.
Over a week now.
Nice aroma in Philadelphia. Let me tell you. If you're thinking about going up there, you might want to take something that smells good so you can kind of sniff it every
some
now.
Some potpourri.
And then. Absolutely. Okay, here's Katie Burns with more.
Not only are we in a severe thunderstorm and a flood watch, but we've got a heat advisory and a sanitation strike underway, and that's got a lot of people on edge. We've got these temporary dumps set up, but many of them are overflowing, and there's trash lining lots of streets here because of city workers going on strike about 8 days ago. They are wanting higher pay and better benefits, but with the rain in the forecast, some people are worried about some of this trash blocking up storm drains on some of the blocks that we're seeing all across the city. They've got 60 sites set up like this temporarily to help people get rid of some of the trash that they're accumulating.
And a few minutes ago, we were hearing about the copper prices going up. Well, we got some more details on that for you. President Trump announcing a 50% tariff on copper, as you just heard. The tariff is expected to take effect by August. It aims to increase production in the U.S. According to reports from Bloomberg, copper futures jumped as much as 17% after Trump announced the plan. Trump has placed other tariffs on industry-specific goods, including a 50% tariff on steel and aluminum that went into effect last month.
Well, I see you listened to the market wrap-up there, so you kind of got the skimmy on the copper situation.
Yeah.
Good for you. As entrepreneur, Elon Musk forges ahead with his new third party. He's seeking advice of someone who started an independent movement of his own. Gary Baumgarten has more on News Radio 92.3.
Musk reached out to former presidential candidate and later New York mayoral candidate Andrew Yang. Yang co-founded the Forward Party in 2021. A source familiar with the conversation said that the two discussed Musk's push to create the America Party, which Musk aims to field some candidates in next year's midterm elections. Yang telling Fox News he is excited for anyone who wants to move on from the duopoly. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Wisconsin Supreme Court is clearing the way for the state to institute a ban on conversion therapy. Conversion therapy, of course, is the practice of using therapy to, quote-unquote, convert LGBT people to heterosexuality or traditional gender expectations, and the practice has been banned in more than 20 states. The court's 4-3 ruling found that a Republican-controlled legislative committee's rejection of a ban was unconstitutional. The ruling also gives the governor more power over how state laws are enacted.
And I'm going to frame this story. Some may not believe it, and I'm with you. I'm right there with you, but then some of you may believe this. A socialist professor in Texas calling for the changing of the name of the University of Houston, the Cougars.
Unreal.
To George Floyd University.
Unrealer.
Here's the story.
David McNally is also calling for abolishing grades and creating a sanctuary campus. He also wants to abolish tuition and campus police at the university. Floyd, who was killed by a police officer in Minneapolis, grew up in Houston. The university says McNally's comments don't represent the school's views. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I think it's overdramatized when people say that college is too left-leaning, but I don't know how that guy got his gig. I don't know how that guy got a job.
It's too far left-leaning.
That's unreal.
Okay, if you want to make some money, invest in your future, here you go. Mega Million, $70 million tonight. $31.3 million, that's your cash option. Drawing at 10 o'clock. Play wisely and good luck. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News
I'm John Saucier. At least 109 people are dead after the catastrophic flooding in central Texas over the July 4th weekend. After touring some of the damage in Kerrville, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott thanked President Trump for issuing a disaster declaration for the state.
It immediately opened not only access to more funding, but also access to more resources to be able to more quickly and more effectively respond to this storm.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, says federal cuts made by President Trump could have made this recovery harder.
As communities rebuild, as families mourn, we must ensure the federal government has all the resources in place to aid those in need. And that means holding off against devastating cuts to agencies like FEMA.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz has been outspoken against claims that federal funding cuts are the reason behind the triple-digit death count. Cruz is continuing their search for more of the missing. America's listening to Fox News.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why might Santa Rosa County not be able to enact reforms to its LDC? Because of a Senate bill that was passed? Crazy story. Pedestrian safety along Perdido Key Drive. And school grades are out. And what they do and don't mean, very, very frustrating. Honestly, look at what A's, B's, and C's mean for schools and school districts. You'll be shocked, frankly, I think, by what we talked about. A's, B's, and C's do not mean what you think they mean. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Florida Department of Education has released its district grades. Escambia Public Schools maintained a grade of B. 86% of the schools upheld or exceeded their performance last year. A total of 16 schools earned A grades. In Santa Rosa County, 15 schools earned an A, and 5 schools improved their grades by one letter grade.
Okay, here's your second story. We're passing along to you. Escambia County and the City of Pensacola will hold a joint meeting. This is on Thursday, 9 a.m., to discuss the future of the Pensacola Bay Center. County commissioners, city council members, and Mayor Reeves will discuss establishing an Escambia County Bay Center and Environs Advisory Committee. And there will be an open discussion on the Bay Center as well.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon. Financial times are tough as residents in Santa Rosa County could potentially see less development coming. An anticipated $12 million shortfall in revenue is leaving commissioners no choice but to rework department budgets and rely on the county's reserve funds of about $44.5 million that are available. The balanced budget may require up to $11.8 million of those dollars. The board meets Thursday for another round of budget discussions.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the fatal pedestrian crash in Perdido Key over the weekend has people looking at safety along Perdido Key Drive. This has always been an issue. Very dangerous if you let it get that way. The two 20-year-old Alabama residents who were killed on Saturday morning have been identified by friends as Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham, both from the Birmingham area. They were hit while crossing the road around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger.
They did not activate the crosswalk lights, so they went across dark. And I think there was an EMS vehicle that was actually en route to another call, and they actually witnessed it. So they noticed that that hadn't been activated.
And a Guatemalan man has received an 8-month federal prison sentence for illegally entering the country after an arrest in Santa Rosa County earlier this year. 35-year-old Frizzly Marari Iguel Martinez will be deported following his prison term. He reportedly had a history of traffic offenses, including convictions for leaving the scene of an accident, failure to appear, and other things. But he had previously been deported 3 times and convicted of illegal reentry into the country once.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's ball four. Say goodnight to the Rangers. The Angels walk it off. Literally, they win it 6-5.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, the Angels beat the Rangers 6-5 on a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Swung on a high chopper to second. Schneeman gloves, throws, bogey. The streak is death, and they do it against the hottest team in baseball since June 1st.
On WTAM, the Cleveland Guardians snapped their losing streak at 10 games Monday with a 7-5 win over the AL West-leading Houston Astros, who dropped 2.5 games behind the Detroit Tigers for the best record of the American League. Detroit stretched its win streak to 4 games with a 5-1 win over Tampa Bay. Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony went 3-for-5, hit his first home run at Fenway Park. Boston beat Colorado 9-3. Toronto Blue Jays won their 9th game in a row, longest win streak in 10 years for Toronto. Blue Jays flew past the White Sox 8-4. Brewers All-Star pitcher Freddie Peralta improved his record to 10-4. The Brewers blasted the Dodgers 9-1. Manny Machado got the 2,000th hit of his career, but the Padres still lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. On 2 runs in the 8th inning, the Giants beat the Phillies 3-1. The Royals tripled up the Pirates 9-3. The Marlins tapped the Reds 5-1. NBA Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic will sign a 5-year rookie contract extension worth $239 million. The deal can be worth up to as much as $287 million. Tennis quarterfinals underway at Wimbledon today. American Taylor Fritz, seeded 5th, is facing Karen Khachanov. 2-time reigning champion Carlos Alcaraz faces Cameron Norrie of Great Britain. American Amanda Anisimova plays Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova after top seed Arena Sabalenka takes on Laura Sigmund. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
539 News Radio 92.3. The runner-up in a national women's cyclist competition is protesting the first place winner, who, by the way, is a transgender, by refusing to take the podium at the medal ceremony. The veteran cyclist, her name is Julie Cutts Peterson, is a member of the Independent Council on Women's Sports and joined Fox News and was told that transgender women were not even competing in that race. That's what really upset her.
After the race, I was angry because I knew what had happened. I've raced thousands of races against women. And not thousands, 100 races against women, thousands against in group rides, sprinting against men. And I knew at that sprint that that was a man's sprint. And at the finish line, I was upset.
All right, and we got a couple of NBA notes here for you. This year's edition of NBA 2K will feature Oklahoma City Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as its cover athlete. The soon-to-be 27-year-old earned the league MVP award in a title-winning season. SGA recently signed a record-breaking $285 million contract extension with OKC for 4 years. No release date has been announced for the game, but last year's cover athlete was Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum.
Boy, it's going to be a beautiful night tonight for bands on the beach. I just thought I'd drop that in there. I was looking out the window here. It's ideal conditions. Yeah. Vinyl Revival, by the way, was the band that I was trying to think.
We had been blanking on that. Yeah.
Okay, NBA story passing on to you. The Indiana Pacers give an update on when Tyrese Haliburton will actually get back on the court. Joe Morgan has more.
The Indiana Pacers are going to make sure their star player is fully recovered before he makes his return to the court. Pacers President of Basketball Operations Kevin Pritchard said Monday that Tyrese Haliburton will not play next season after suffering a torn right Achilles tendon in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Haliburton had a magical postseason run before the injury, knocking down a tying or winning shot in the final seconds of all 4 rounds, the first player to do so in a single playoffs. It hasn't been an easy offseason for the Pacers, with the team also losing center Miles Turner to the Milwaukee Bucks in free agency. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Sam Levitt had a breakout season last year at Arizona State by winning the Big 12 championship and making the college football playoff. However, most of the credit for the Sun Devil's success was directed towards Cam Scataboo and Kenny Dillingham. So with Scataboo off to the NFL, now the Arizona State program belongs to Sam on the field, and he also gets to start wide receiver Jordan Tyson back. And if Sam can take that next step in his college journey this season, then he should hear his name called in the first 15 picks of the 2026 NFL Draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea Hard Ice Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
This story really probably will not come as a big surprise to you. A new study showing the nation's youth is becoming less healthy. Tom Graham has more on News Radio 92.3.
Today's children are more likely to suffer obesity, chronic diseases, and mental health problems than kids 17 years ago. That's according to a new study published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The findings show obesity is up 17% from 2008. The findings also reveal children are 15 to 20% more likely to have a chronic disease like anxiety, depression, and sleep apnea. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has pushed for a national policy conversation about children's health, but critics are skeptical following the Trump administration's cuts to federal health agencies. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And a new study highlighting links between certain foods and disturbed sleep. That doesn't surprise me much either. Researchers from the University of Montreal surveyed over 1,000 students to explore the connection between diet and sleep quality and discovered that consuming dairy products was associated with nightmares and poor sleep quality. It is hypothesized that lactose intolerance can lead to gastrointestinal discomfort, which disrupts sleep and affects dreams.
Okay, this is a feel-good story. Bachelorette alum Katie Thurston has shared some good news about her battle with breast cancer. Tanya J. Powers has more on the report.
Bachelorette alum Katie Thurston has shared some good news about her battle with breast cancer. In an Instagram post, she said that following her 3-month treatment plan, her tumors are shrinking. She first revealed that she'd been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in February, and in March, she shared that it had spread to her liver. Thurston, who was on season 25 of The Bachelorette, says she'll be on a treatment plan, quote, for life, due to the kind of cancer she has. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, here we go. 5:45. You tell me this afternoon's not slipping by on us. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together, and it looks like that transition road from the 110 freeway over to Davis. Another light road today.
Yeah, we're not seeing a lot that's giving us trouble today. We do have some backups in our usual spots. We had a lot of backups on Navarre Parkway. We still have a little bit if you're traveling westbound, beginning to pass Hurlburt Field. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time, other than perhaps trying to come over Pensacola Bay, getting onto Gulf Breeze. We do have some problems there. As for your weather on a local scale, 90 degrees, low of 77 this evening. The next several days have some moderate rainfall chances with highs around 92.
Okay, let's roll out a snapshot of the local picture. Thunderstorms expected in both the plains and the eastern U.S. Janice Dean has that forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms will pop up across a widespread area of the plain states, including Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. The heavy rain threat should lessen over areas that were impacted by catastrophic flooding over the Texas Hill Country over the next few days. Strong thunderstorms also possible along the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast today as a cold front slams into warm, unstable air. The heat ramps up over the Northwest, the High Plains, and the Southwest. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Well, hundreds of search teams have been sent out to find survivors of the catastrophic floods in Texas. Mike Tobin is in Kerr County, Texas, with more on the desperate search for victims.
With each passing minute, the hopes of finding survivors becomes more bleak. And frankly, when you started getting into subsequent hours after the flood, you get into the next day, it's always been a long shot. But the rescuers out here want to hold out hope until all hope is lost. I can give you an idea, another example of the power of this storm. This was a wooded lot. It looks like a desertscape now. All that remains are a few broken trees and all of the tree stumps. The trees were just snapped right off. This is the kind of stuff that the searchers are going through in the Texas heat, and they are indeed finding victims, more than 100 now. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been on the ground at Camp Mystic, and Camp Mystic really seems to be the heart of this tragedy. It's because you had those 27 little girls and camp counselors who were awakened by the floods and ultimately swept away.
Here's today's business news.
Well, President Trump is calling on Fed Chair Jerome Powell to resign for not cutting interest rates. President says now is the time to cut those rates. Well, here's the latest.
With home prices surging and borrowing costs spiking, real estate investors are snapping up a bigger portion of properties than potential home buyers. Around 27% of all homes sold in the first 3 months of the year were purchased by investors. That's the highest amount in at least 5 years, according to real estate data provider Batch Data. Between 2020 and 2023, the share of homes bought by investors averaged 18.5%. Investors bought 265,000 homes in the first quarter of the year. Although it's a modest increase from the same period a year earlier, it represents more of a reflection of how traditional buyers are facing affordability issues. Last year, housing sales fell to their lowest level in nearly 30 years. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. At least 14 countries' imports are set to face steep blanket tariffs starting August 1st, according to President Donald Trump, who revealed them in a series of social media posts. Goods imported from the U.S. from Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Kazakhstan, and Tunisia will now face 25% tariffs. Meanwhile, earlier fears that President Trump's tariffs would result in inflation spikes have now receded, according to a New York Federal Reserve survey. The monthly survey of consumer expectations shows respondents in June saw inflation at 3% 12 months from now, the same level it was in January before the inauguration. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling 165 points, the S&P 500 off the mark by 4, and the NASDAQ gained 5. U.S. crude oil futures for August are slightly above $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, an e-commerce giant is gearing up for a record-breaking sale. You know what day this is. Go ahead and smile about it. It's Amazon Prime Day.
Amazon kicking off a supersized Prime Day. Millions of deals now stretched over 4 days, its longest sale ever. Adobe Analytics forecasting that Prime Day will ring up $23.8 billion in sales across retailers, or the equivalent of two Black Fridays. The deals aren't only at Amazon. Walmart is also kicking off its own sales event today. It's making discounts available online and in store for the first time. Target sales are already underway, and so are those at Best Buy. What remains to be seen if shoppers have the interest. Consumer confidence down 5 points last month. In New York, Lauren Simonetti,
Fox News.
And Waymo is starting to offer teen accounts for its driverless ride service. The company announced Tuesday that parents can invite their teens from ages 14 to 17 into the program. The new service is being offered first in Phoenix. Teens will be able to share their trip status with parents, and specially trained rider support agents will be offered during the rides. The new program comes as the Alphabet-owned company looks to increase ridership and expand its service across the country.
You know, I've always wondered, is there an override switch in that little thing? In that car.
A hijacking
Where's
mode?
The switch? Yeah, well, just crosses my mind when we do those kind of stories.
Someone will try to find it, I'm sure.
I'm sure. NHL owners agreeing to a new collective bargaining agreement. A lot of folks excited about this. Jared Max reporting.
More than a year ahead of when the National Hockey League's collective bargaining agreement with its players association would have expired, the league announced Tuesday a ratified four-year CBA that will run through the 2029-2030 season. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman stated, "This agreement presents a fantastic opportunity to continue to grow the game." Late last month, the two sides reached a tentative agreement. This new deal will extend the regular season from 82 games to 84 games. It also grants NHL players the right to participate in the Winter Olympics next February in Italy, as well, likely, in the 2030 games in the French Alps. The full details of the ratified collective bargaining agreement will be made public at a later date. Jared Max, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbein Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
It's the 2025 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach. And you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in on Friday at 2. And then on Saturday starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team. Plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWherter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation, Tire Trust, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fishbein Orthodontics, and DeFranco Gas.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
5:55 News Radio 92.3. I can see you out there driving in the car, just mouthing the words.
I love that song.
I mean, driving, that's a great track. It sure is. Austin Price, not only spinning some great tunes this afternoon, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not much going on. We do have some congestion right as you're coming over Pensacola Bay, getting on the Gulf Breeze. But that congestion is slowly but surely lessening. Last major spot was Hurlburt Field, traveling westbound on the Var Parkway passing Hurlburt, but that is seemingly breaking up nicely as well. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next several days have highs sitting at right around 92 with rain chances every step of the way.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And we call them pop-up showers around here.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. We are
batting far from 1,000, my friend.
Well, we're okay. We're giving it the old college try here.
Right.
The State Department says an imposter, get this one, is using AI to pretend to be Secretary of State Marco Rubio and has contacted high-ranking officials using the technology. Jillian Turner explains from the State Department.
This type of impersonation scam is potentially criminal. Someone pretending to be the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, contacted a bunch of foreign ministers, a sitting U.S. governor, and a member of Congress. The perp used AI to try and imitate Rubio's voice and his writing style. This according to a cable that has been seen by the Washington Post. This is also not the first time that a senior Trump administration official has been impersonated. Back in May, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles was hacked. The perp perpetrator then used her phone to impersonate her by reaching out to U.S. senators and governors, even some private businesses.
And the composer of one of the most iconic TV theme songs has died. Mark Snow received 6 of his 15 Emmy nominations for his work on The X-Files. Snow also composed music for multiple TV series and TV movies, such as Heart to Heart, Blue Blood, Something About Amelia, and Helter Skelter. Variety reports that Snow died on Friday in his Connecticut home at the age of 78.
I'm sure a lot of you are ready to put this case to bed. A date has been chosen for sentencing in the case of Sean Diddy Combs. Tanya J. Powers has more from New York City.
A sentencing date of October 3rd has been set for Sean Diddy Combs. His team had pushed for an expedited sentencing, but eventually agreed to the October date, which is what the judge had originally proposed. Last week, Combs was convicted by a Manhattan jury of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Jurors acquitted him of the most serious charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Combs faces up to 10 years in prison for each prostitution count and awaits sentencing behind bars after bail was denied. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And actor Michael Madsen died from heart failure with alcoholism named as a contributing factor. Local reports say that Madsen's cardiologist confirmed the cause of death. The station also reports that there will be no autopsy because Madsen's doctor signed a death certificate. The LA County Sheriff's Department says no foul play is suspected and has closed the case.
A new book revealing details about former President Biden's health while in office is out. Lauren Simonetti explains the links that former Vice President Kamala Harris allegedly went to in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
She pushed Democratic governors to fall in line and support Biden's campaign, including the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. Hochul was goaded to publicly vouch for Biden's mental health. The book says this: many of the governors were deeply skeptical that Biden could continue his campaign, and they were furious with Hochul for suggesting otherwise. She wasn't seen as a potential replacement for Biden, but other governors like Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro, they were, and they did not join Kathy Hochul at the White House when she told reporters, yes, I fully support Biden's campaign.
Mexican officials say an American man impersonating a U.S. intelligence official, well, has been arrested while armed in Mexico. You know, nothing surprises me anymore.
No, it shouldn't.
It doesn't. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Mexico's security secretary says authorities got a tip about an armed man on an apartment balcony in a city about 80 miles northwest of Mexico City. When they arrived, they said he had a helmet, tactical vest, a rifle, ammunition, and CIA identification. They called the U.S. embassy and found out the ID was fake. The man was not American intelligence, nor any U.S. government official for that matter. Guns are largely illegal in Mexico. Mexican officials are now investigating him for weapons possession and also whether he may have been associated with a cartel. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, Saturday, pretty special here. Escambia tax collector Scott Lunsford will provide special hours. This is on Saturday for driver's license driving exams for new drivers. The exams will be held at the Brentwood office at 4054 North Palafox Street. Appointments are for the first-time drivers who are residents of Escambia County. Coming up in about 12, Austin and I will look at some more news stories on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.